We're going to cover something a little bit different today. I mean, spas are not different, but we're going to cover Hilton Head Health. Now, you know, every time I hear of Hilton Head, I always think of golf, but there's much, much more, and beaches, of course. And we're just very pleased to have J.S. Fletcher and Kathy Newburn with us. They're husband and wife team, and they're freelance travel writers like many we have on the show, and creators of YourSpaReport.com. Welcome, Fletcher and Kathy.
Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Roy.
Good morning to you both. You know, today we're going to talk about this, the Hilton Head Health. In any event, it's at Hilton Head in South Carolina, and it's a weight loss spa, as many of them are. Why don't we start with you, Kathy, and tell us a bit about Hilton Head Health. Got it.
It is a tongue tire, isn't it, Roy?
By, you know, Peter Piper picked, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Hilton Head, as you mentioned, is just a beautiful low country island right on off the coast of South Carolina. Palmetto trees and all of these, the setup on the island, you have what are called plantations, and they're little communities. And within one of the plantations is Hilton Head Health. And believe it or not, these guys have been doing weight loss there since 1970.
Wow.
So they've been around quite some time. And I think one reason they're surviving so well, not only is it a beautiful setting, you have bike paths, you have, you know, the Spanish moss dripping from the trees, you have, of course, 12 miles of beach. That's a great place to get those, you know, aerobic walks in. But I think the reason they're lasting so long is that, as Fletcher and I like to laugh and say, they found the secret, and guess what it is?
Yeah.
You have to eat less and exercise more.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
And the program basics are you go for a week or 2 weeks. Most people do about a two-week stay, so you get a little more of the ability to kind of accomplish your goal. And you're going to eat between 1,200 and 1,500 calories a day. And they're really big on making sure that you rev up your metabolism. So at Hilton Head Health, you're eating about four or five mini meals a day. So you're going to start out, you know, with breakfast, about 250 calories. Then you can go to either a learning opportunity. They have classes on things like portion control, things like high-stress situations and how to be prepared for those with your eating. And then throughout the day, you're going to eat these 100-calorie metabo meals. And get this, after breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you take a 20-minute either bike or walk called a thermal walk.
But you might just, if I can just stop you there for a moment. What,
sure.
What kind of meal was that? Maybe you just want to explain that to our listeners.
Right, the little metabo meal.
Yeah, metabo
these
meals.
These are basically little snacks, and usually it's fresh fruits or vegetables.
Okay.
It would be things like one orange, half of a banana. You could eat some kiwi, soy nuts. They'll have fresh broccoli and fresh carrots chopped up with a little, you know, low-fat dipping sauce.
Right.
So even though they call them meals, Roy,
yeah,
we know they're really snacks.
Yeah, grab a piece of celery and that's it.
But by, you know, constantly having some fuel in your body, you know, every few hours, it really does kind of keep that metabolism going.
And you and I understand there's dancing as well.
Yes.
The Roomba.
What I loved so much about this opportunity, and I've now been three times, believe it or not, either I'm a slow learner or I need a lot of catch up. But what I love is, you know, you get a chance to try things that you might not have tried at home. I've done Tai Chi, hip-hop dancing, Zumba dancing, hula dancing. See, I like the dancing. Like,
maybe even a little, a little tango with Fletcher.
Oh, baby.
Now,
of course, Fletcher's more of a, you know, get on the elliptical kind of.
Let's go to Fletcher, for example. I mean, what about a guy like Fletcher? Do they have something for him to do other than the dancing?
I have had a good time every time I've gone there. And, you know, you think about 12 to 1,500 calories first, Roy.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's really odd. You're full.
Yeah.
I have portion control is my problem with eating, and I love to eat, and I'm a great cook. But the portion control is so important, and that 12 to 1,500 calories a day with those little metabo meals really gives you a whole lot of energy until about Thursday when you hit the wall. But think here's what's happening is that today's people, we're just so busy, caught up in this success syndrome, and that at Hilton Head Health, you get a lot of people there who are very successful, but now they're wondering, what have I done to my body? Look at it. And they're going there to find out what it is they can make their lives healthier. And I like it. It gives me a lot of activities. There's a lot of pool stuff, like aerobics in the pool. They have a great weight training facility if you like to do that. And the setting really prompts you to go out. You can play tennis, and there's a golf outing a couple of times a week. So you do have a lot of activities that are sports related. And I'm an ex-athlete. I'd like to say current athlete, but that unfortunately is past.
I understand that. My head says I can jump that fence, but my body may not follow.
My feet say, look out, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is, it's really all about it's all about control. It's all about discipline, because you know we can go to these spas or however, whatever plan you have to lose weight. But you have to change your lifestyle somewhat. I mean, for example, you went there. I'm sure you've lost some weight. You can either tell us or not tell us how much. But the point is that after you did that, did you maintain it after you left the spa?
Well, I looked at my figures. I went 2 years ago, and I was 218 pounds, and now I'm at 203.
Wow.
So I'm still not where I want to be, but it is a commitment. You are absolutely right. You can't do anything unless you continue it.
And, you know, when you get back home, it's easy to fall into those old habits.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that's why I've been back, you know, every couple of years. Even if you're doing well, a lot of us kind of need a little jump start. We need a little reminder. And, you know, it's hard in our busy and stressful, demanding lives to just take a week for ourselves. But, you know, these people are going to give you the most if you will give them a week. And I'm talking 3 to 4 to 5 hours of exercise a day.
And I think the other interesting thing about the Hilton Head Health is the people who go there who have severe problems, and they have to stay up to months. You'll see people there who have been sent by their companies, and they're told, look, you've either got to lose 40 pounds or you can't work for us anymore.
Yeah.
And they go there with that attitude in mind. And the program, you have a meeting at the beginning of the week, and you have an exit meeting to go over what you've learned, and they try to give you follow-up even when you're at home. So it's a very serious program, but you got to get serious if you're looking at losing weight.
You got that right. It's a year-round thing. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, you can lose weight in the winter as well as you can lose weight in the summer, even though maybe some of the facilities or the beaches aren't really available to you, but or the way you would think they would be in the summer. But I mean, it's a full-time job if you're going to work at this.
Oh, it is, and you know, it is serious work, but it's also fun. I was just there this summer, and we had a celebrity chef who did cooking demonstrations. She'll do private consultations with you. Her name is Melissa Petito. She's coming back. She's a chef to the stars.
Right.
She works for people like Lucy Liu and Gwyneth Paltrow. She's going to be there the week of October 26th. The week before that, October 19th, is called Next Level Fitness, and it's like a boot camp. If you're already working out and you think you're doing pretty good, but you want to, you know, pump it up to that next level. So there is some fun thrown in. There are some special events. And, you know, some people go for Thanksgiving or Christmas because they know that's going to be a challenging time for healthy eating, and why not be down there to do it?
Right. And, of course, the thing is that aside from all the things we've just discussed, is that they at least teach you, if you're not really familiar with it, on what you should eat, how you should do it, how you should prepare it, just how to change your lifestyle, I should think.
They are experts in all of those fields. You actually go to classes. You don't just exercise all the time, but they have classes, a couple in the morning, one in the afternoon, then they have some sort of an evening group get-together. Often they're more social in that respect, but you go to these classes and they talk about, you know, like if you're lifting weights, like if you're just starting out like I was a couple of years ago, what should you do? What should you be careful with?
Exactly.
How do you go about doing it?
Right.
You know, one of the best classes, we've now heard Dr. Roger Sargent twice. Mm. and he's a retired professor. He's the most knowledgeable man in the country that or person, expert I've ever heard on supplements, and that's a huge, huge field. So if that's an area that your listeners have interest in, I would encourage you to call and find out when Roger Sargent's there and go and hear what he has to say about what we need to be doing with supplements.
Really, just go for that evening and listen to his lecture, or if he's in your area. He is phenomenal. It's shocking, some of the information that he gives to the audience.
Now, I have a couple of questions, if I may. First of all, I'm sure our audience is interested in what the average age bracket is, or age range, I should say. And the other, of course, is what is the percentage of females to males? I'm assuming there are more females because they tend to be
right.
more conscious of all this than you know, the men tend to do.
Well, as you might expect, it's generally women, but right now it's about 30% men, which I think is encouraging. Because, you know, a lot of times men are, I don't know if they're more reticent to go to something like a destination weight loss, but, you know, hey, we all face challenges.
That's right.
And the average stay, you know, as we were saying, is a couple of weeks. Probably, I'd say, you know, women who are going are about my age. They're 30 and above, and, you know, they need to lose 20 pounds or so. But, you know, we have seen people in dire situations, and we've seen people who, you know, just need to lose like 5 pounds.
Now, can you give us a website and contact for Hilton Health?
Absolutely. They have a great website. You just go to www.hhhealth.com, as in Hilton Head Health. So it's hhhealth.com. Or their toll-free is 800-292-2440. And it's really a superb program. And we know firsthand because we've done it and we're real people.
The funny part about the male and female ratio, it's actually increasing. I remember when I started going to spas about 10 years ago, it was all women. Now, we just got back from two great spas in North Carolina this weekend, and I went into the waiting room at one time, and it's like all men. Like, hey, man, this is pretty cool that so many men are catching on. But for Hilton Head, it's good to go as a couple at first. Even if one of you doesn't have a weight problem, you might have a problem with your cholesterol, or you may be having other issues, and you both can learn about what it's all about, and that's very supportive for the spouse in the situation.
Fletcher, thank you, and Kathy, thank you as well. Maybe we can chat about this just quickly, because we need to take a break. You have your own website. Would you just please tell us what that is at the moment?
Sure. We, as you mentioned, Roy, earlier, we've been freelance travel journalists now working on assignments since 1994, and we have the enviable job of going all over the world. So early on, we decided, what is it that we love to do, and that's what we're going to specialize in. So we do specialize in cruising, luxury or romantic destinations, and spas. And we've been to so many spas and had so many treatments and kind of done so much research, a lot of people were saying, well, you know, you should share that. So yourspareport.com is that spa report. And when we're not traveling, we write romance novels. That's what supports us, yournovel.com. And our travels inspire our books.
Well, thank you both, and we look forward to chatting with you again.